Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Today is day 13 in our Embodied Surrender Challenge. New people are still signing up every day, so I want to welcome you if this is your first day that you're with us. And there are links to the previous days so that you can catch up. Today I want to talk about how hope and faith are similar frequencies. Hope leads to faith. And so when you are having trouble with faith, go where hope is. Go in the direction of hope. Go in the direction of the people who have done similar things than you or what you endeavor to do. When my mom passed, I said, how am I going to get to the other side of this? How am I going to process this? And something one of my mentors told me was that she said, you don't see any 300-year-old people walking around, right? I said, no, you don't. Because generally, as you get older, you will leave at some point because the end destination for all of us is not to be alive out at the end of our lifetime, right? That's what happens. We pass away. And so, and generally, this is older when it happens. And so after years and years and years on Earth, there are no 300-year-old people. That means in our DNA, it's written how the instructions inside of us, it's encoded in us that we can make it through this because everyone before us has gone through this and has made it through, has lost people and have made it through. So it is within us already. The codes are within us. And so because there are others who have gotten through what we are trying to make it through, then there's hope. And on the frequency of hope, really close, that if they can do it, maybe I can do it. And that leads to faith. So if you can't get to faith, go for hope. Go towards people that inspire you to see a bigger future for yourself. Go towards somebody that sees your potential. Sometimes when I hear from patients, they tell me, I healed faster because you had hope that I could. And one of the things when people come in is that I see them, I meet them where they are. So wherever they are in their healing journey, I endeavor to meet them there. And then we take one step forward together to the next step. Next step closer to where they want to be, where they desire to be, where they're being led, where they're being called to go. Because if it's just you against whatever it is that you are going against, then you might feel lonely. However, if it's us going there, then you have an ally. We can walk shoulder to shoulder. And so you're looking for allies. You're looking for people who inspire hope. You're looking for areas, people in your life and areas in your life where you can feel that you are not alone and that you take the step together. And so, hope. Very similar frequency to faith. It leads you towards that step. Go in search for hope. Have a great day.